Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mori Nimaros, Sheyichyu, schus Moshe Rabesh Nareisel Moshe Mordechai, schus for Yosef Tzvi, David Aram, Nami Sarah, B'nai Moris Hannah Miriam, Bracha B'Slach Ochamase Yedehem. And this is based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, Akon HaGadol, Muflav HaMuflog, of Manzatzal. We're going to be discussing the union of Kavod Rav, Keneged Kavod Aviv. Gemara, Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Aveidasei v'aveidas Aviv. There's a conflict between your Aveda and your father's Aveda. What's the din? Aveidasei kodemus. Your Aveda comes first. Aveidasei v'aveidas Rabbo. If you have a conflict between returning your Aveda or the lost object of your Rebbe, yours comes first. Shelo kodem. Avedas Aviv, Avedas Rabo. Let's say you have a conflict. Your father's Aveda, your Rebbe's Aveda, Shel Rabo Yikodemis. Your Rebbe's Aveda comes first. Why? Because your father brought you to Olam Hazeh. And your Rebbe, who taught you Chachma, brings you to a much more important place, and that's Chai Olam Haba. And if your father is a Chacham, then your father's Aveda comes first. If they're both carrying a burden, says the Mishnah, first you lay down the burden of your Rebbe and then the burden of your father. Again, Rebbe comes first. If they were both in captivity, then you redeem your Rebbe and then you redeem your father. And if your father was a Chacham, then you redeem your father and then you redeem your Rebbe. Bagos HaGrabo is Beis. He writes that the Girsa of the Rif in the Reisha of the Mishnah is Im Haya Aviv Shakul Keneged Rabbi. Lo im haya aviv chacham shel aviv kodemes, but rather im haya aviv shakul k'raboy, then his aveda comes first. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah in Halacha Aleph.
Shem shel aviv, shem shel adam tzibuchad aviv, says the Rambam. V'yirasa yikachu chayim chad rabu, v'yirasa yesem yavshtek a person. Is chayav to mechabe his father, and to fear his father, so too is chayav to mechabe his Rebbe, and to fear his Rebbe more than he fears his father. Shavim yil chayil hazeh, rabim yil chayil habla. His father brings him to life in this world, and his Rebbe brings him to life in the next world. Rabbe tisabe veis rab, shirab kodem se shaloviv. If a person sees the aved of his father and his Rebbe comes first. If they're both carrying a burden, says the Rambam, first you place your Rebbe's burden, like the Mishnah. Your father and your Rebbe are Tchas V'Shalom in captivity. First you pray to the Rebbe, then your father. And if your father is a Talmud Chacham, then first you pray to your father, you redeem your father first. And V'chein imay of your Talmud Chacham, Av opishen m'shokul k'neged Rabbi, so too if your father is a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not on the same level as your Rebbe, still Meshiv Avidasa. You give your, return his Aveda first, and then the Aveda of your Rebbe. So if your father is a Talmud Chacham, you redeem your father first, and you return his Aveda first. So the Rambam Paskins like our Girsa, that is not dependent on the Rebbe, your father being Shakul Keneged Rabbo, but rather it all depends on whether your father is a Talmud Chacham or not. And that if he does, he precedes your Rebbe. If not, then your Rebbe comes first. So that's all Gevaldik. That's all Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Hei, Halacha Aleph. And now we move on to the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, and it was Kseil Ba'aveda. In Halacha Beis, there the Rambam writes, Pog Ba'avedas Rabbi, Im Avedas Aviv. If a person encountered his Rebbe's Aveda together with his father's Aveda, Im Hay Aviv Shagul Keneged Rabbi Shel Aviv Kodemus. If your father, one's father, is equal to his Rebbe, then his father's comes first. And if not, his Rebbe's comes first. So we see that it's not enough by Shavu's Aveda that your father should be a Talmud Chacham. He has to be a Talmud Chacham on the same level as your Rebbe. Because if Mishnah already in the Hilchos Talmud Torah brings that
Shenishal Echad Mibnei Banu Shel Rabbeinu Mistilas Divrei Rambam. One of the descendants of the Rambam was asked about the Stira, and it's Pitaris the Kasha, and the Kelecha Mishnah doesn't like it. The Kelecha Mishnah is Dochah Teretz. That the Kesef Mishnah is Dochah Teretz. The Kesef Mishnah writes that Agos Maimonides and Achuz Gzeira Aveda writes the Torah so from the Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the Ikaros Kedvar of Achuz Gzeira Aveda that your Rebbe, your father has to be on the same level as your Rebbe. And the Kesef Mishnah says that Kedvarim Nirli Ikar, that he thinks that's the correct way of going about things, that's saying that there's a Torah so from the Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah. And in the Chibus of the Ma'abit, in the first volume, in the 63rd Siman, he discusses why don't we say there's a Torah Sofer in the Hilchos Gzeira Aveda? Why do we say the Torah Sofer is in the Hilchos Talmud Torah? We say the Torah Sofer is in the Hilchos Gzeira Aveda. However, looking at Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis in Croesus 28a, there it is in the Mishnah of Yukodim L'Rabbi, Kfarnes Baruch Sof Perishani M'Messiah, Shimov Yitam L'Chacham of Yukodim L'Rabbi. So, in order for the father to go before the Rebbe, all the father has to be is a Talmud Chacham. He doesn't have to be Shakul Keneged Rabbo. So that's like the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. And that's again Soser, the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeira Aveda, that in order for the father to, that in order for the father to come first, he has to be Shakul Keneged Rabbo. Tur Yerideya, Sosin and Reshman Beis, writes the name of the Rambam, but it's enough for the father to be a Talmud Chacham, for him to precede the Rebbe. See, he learns that it's not a Toso from Talmud Taka, he just has to be a Talmud Chacham, and that's enough. What are we going to do with the Rambam and Hilchos Gzeira Aveda? Shilta Yiborim, Sof Perek Beis, Debov Mitzia, asks his Kasha, see what he says over there, Knesset Gedol, Yerideya, Reshman Beis, also on Yams. We also have to understand the Torah in Chashim Mishpat and Reis Amach Dalit. He says that your Rebbe is first. Your Rebbe is first. Unless your father is equal to your Rebbe. And he doesn't say anything about the Rama not holding like that. Whereas in Yerodea, he brings the Rambam, and Hilchos Kavod Rabbo. So it's so weird, the Torah brings the Rambam, the Stira is in the Rambam, then I'm opening the Stira, meaning Choshen Mishpat, he brings that your Rebbe comes first, unless your father is equal to your Rebbe, and he doesn't bring that, that's not that's the Rambam that he himself wrote in the Yerodea Rish Men Beis, Hilchos Kavod Rabbo, the way your father has to do is Talmud Chacham. Advarim Sosim Zeze, Lechem Mishnah, Perakim Lechus Talmud Torah, wants to be Medayik, Diyuk in the Rambam, and he says that in Lechus Talmud Torah, where you don't have to be shakul, the Rambam is talking about where you can give them both back, you can return both lost objects. And the question is, whose comes first? So he says, Father Talmud Chacham comes first. Say, the Aveda Rambam's talking about, where you can only be Meshit one Aveda. You can only return one lost object. There your Rebbe comes first, unless your father is equal to your Rebbe. So again, when it comes to returning, when you can return both, the question is who comes first. There it's enough for your father to come first for him to be a Talmud Chacham. When you can only return one in order for your father to be the guy, he has to be equal to your Rebbe. And the Chayrat M'chusr Bir, what does this mean? If your father, Talmud Chacham, is Adif Mirabo, so he's Adif Sai, if you can return both objects, Sai, if you can return one of the objects. And if your Rebbe is Adif, then he's also Adif in both cases. So what's this seemingly odd chilat that the Lechem Mishnah makes? Rishon L'Tzion, the Rechem Kodesh, Sher Dei, Rishon Beis, Yiv Kodem, Sif Kodem, Dalet, Kashin asks Kashin Lechem Mishnah. We also have to understand why in the Talmud Torah the Rambam writes after this Tzior to be Makim of the Rabbi,
that you can return both. You just mach the name of your father was exil the Ram writes Daf Kasir, the beam where there's only you can only return one to be mach the name of your Rebbe. Why did that seer of Talmud Torah not see exil Avedi Yoser? The Talmud Torah the Ram is mafleek. Es chiv void kabbal the Rabbi. Achiv a kabbal the Aviv. Bilchot Talmud Torah. Ram is shabbat la afleek. The Ram wants to tell you. The Talmud Torah. Chshiv is the kabbal of the Rebbe. And it's even more chashiv than the kabbal of your father. So we see over there. So why does the Ram of Dafgatin make an illustration there, make a case scenario where your father is a Talmud Chacham? Where you're just being a Talmud Chacham is enough for him to be take precedence over your Rebbe, and he doesn't use the scenario that he has in Gzeil Aveda, that even if the Talmud Chacham is not enough, because he has to be Shavu Kenega Rambo. In other words, if you're trying to say how Chashiv the Rebbe is, it's to show that even if your father is a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't come before your Rebbe. No, he doesn't do that, the Rambo. I'm trying to show Chashiv the Talmud Chacham is, yeah, your Rebbe is, he says, but if your father is also a Talmud Chacham, that's enough. Doesn't even have to be, he could be a Rebbe, but you're trying to show the Chashiv is a Talmud of your Rebbe. Why is that? And this is all the Gatz Machlekes, the Gavi Hashabbos Aveda. But the Gavi Pinyon Shvuim is a Furush in the Mishnah that it's enough if your father is a Chacham. He doesn't have to be Shakul Karabo. It's Machlekes, the Gavi Hashabbos Aveda has to be Shakul Karabo. But the Pinyon Shvuim is not such Machlekes. It's enough if your father is a Chacham, Ayin Shem Rosh. The name Prika, the Torah writes, Sim Rishon Beis, the name of the Rosh, the Ramon, Sim Lam, Sifalam Dalet, that it's like Pidyon Shvuyim. Same words, your father is Chacham, his Prika comes first. The Beis Yosef is Tameanis, also Shachai, and Shem Sifat Sanchei, the Pul Charif and the Rosh, Sim Lam, writes, the Svaru Dhabi Pseida, the Gufa of Dhabi, the Pidyon Shvuyim. You know why Prika is like Pidyon Shvuyim, that all your father has to be is a Chacham, because it's both talking about Pseida's mom. Meaning, it's talking about you're losing something. It's talking about Pseida, the Gufa. So it's like Pidyon Shvuyim. Means that doing the prika is difficult physical labor. Therefore, just like a pidyon shvuyim, you redeem your father first if your father is a chacham, because it's pseid the gufa, loss of the body. You also it's discussed by the chuvas harabazim tavshinane. But the chorus doesn't seem to make sense. Manashach, if your father being a tam chacham is gar mirabo, like we see by Shabbos Aveda. So my shnap say to the gufa that your father comes first. If your father is a Talmud Chacham, he still doesn't equal the level of your Rebbe, according to those Rishonim all the way in Shabbos Aveda. So why do things change when we're dealing with say to the gufa, we're dealing with Pidyon Shvuyim and Prika? Say to the gufa, Shem of Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Koyde. We're dealing with Pseid the Gufa, if your father is not a Talmud Chacham, your Rebbe comes first. And since according to those we've shown him, your father being a Talmud Chacham doesn't make him better than your Rebbe, so why does your father come first? So we want to understand why when it comes to Pidyon Shvuyim and Prika, your father is going to come first if he's just a Chacham. According to those opinions of all, that by Shel Zaved, he has to be Shel Karabo. Mashna. We also have to understand
For Amar al Zeh v'kenes ha'gadol yoredeh min beis. And it's already alluded to in the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef. According to those Shittas, that's not enough for Rabbi Yatam Chacham. He has to be Shakul Karabba. What does it help that he's Shakul Karabba? Where he's sof ain't a rabba. Shevi l'chayol n'haba. He's not your Rebbe. He's not your Rebbe. Rabba Adif and Tam Chacham, she'en a rabba. And your Rebbe comes before Tam Chacham, who's not your Rebbe. So my shnad lo adif gami aviv l'shid shat tam chacham shev aviv enu adif al rabba. Where does it help that your father is on the same level as your Rebbe? He's not your Rebbe. He didn't bring you to all the Havah. And your Rebbe is better than any other Tam Chacham. So why should he not be greater than your father? Because the fact that your father is a Tam Chacham doesn't help us. So what does it help that he's Shakul Karabba? Still, your Rebbe doesn't bring you to all the Havah. Yet your father doesn't bring you all your Rebbe does. Why do we say no? If you shakul karabba, then everybody holds your father comes first. Why is that? So if your Rebbe brought you all in Haba, and a different Tam Chacham with your Rebbe would come first, so what does Tam Chacham make? What's the difference? It's your father. It's Taka Kashi Yerushalmi Hari is 3-4. The Yerushalmi Gur is of shakul karabba. Practicamara. Maho, will Maho Mashishaku, says the Pnei Moshavak, upon Rabbi Yilchayel Mahat, why should your father come before your Rebbe if he's Shakul to your Rebbe, if he's equal to your Rebbe, your Rebbe brought you Olam Haba. So the Yerushalmi says there are no Kimta, that it's talking about where your father taught you half of what you know. So he's also your Rebbe. Ah, it's a different story. Problem is none of the Poskim mentions. So we pass in like Rebo and Sid Lam Kimal and Aleph. Rabbi was Mishor for Chmos and Mimel, like Ram writes Talmud Torah 5:9. The Rosh Yad and Sid Torah Shem and Beis. And if so, Rabbi was Rebo for Chmos and Mimel, there's no Mass of Chachm or Chmos and Mayav. Shadizi Agam of Rabbi. The Yerushalmi, my Yerushalmi Kodim Shevi Lal, the Rebbe days of Rabbi Kosh or Chos and Allah Kuri. So the Gemara defines your Rebbe as being Rebo for Chmos. Before that, we said, it's talking about your father and your Rebbe, it's talking about 50-50. Father taught you half. But in the end, now we know Rebbe means he taught you Rav. But that's not Allah. We don't say there's such a thing as Chetzi. It's not your Rebbe if he taught you Chetzi. He's only your Rebbe if he taught you Rav. So the halacha, if your father is equal to your Rebbe, it's not because he taught you. Like your Rebbe. Rather because of his chacham, that's shkula l'chacham sarav. If the other tamur canal, then we go back to original kasha. What does it help? He's a chacham like your Rebbe. Another chacham like your Rebbe won't come before your Rebbe. He's your Rebbe. Your father didn't bring your own half, your Rebbe did. So why do we say no? That if he's shakul k'neged, if he's shakul k'neged rabba, then he comes before your Rebbe. What, how does that help? So mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we will begin to resolve this, these very serious quagmires. It's a sham. And I thank you a ton for listening. Please stay tuned for more. We never shall continue.